Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 30th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon announced its Echo speakers will include Apple Music support as of December 17th. Echoes will be the second voice-controlled speaker to work directly with Apple Music, along with Apple's own HomePod. The Apple Music integration apparently only works with Echo speakers, though, not third-party smart speakers that have Alexa built in, such as the Sonos One. Speaking of music, Plex now offers access to Tidal's high-quality music streaming service. The $10 per month service is only $9 if you're also a Plex Pass subscriber. Starwood Hotels confirmed to U.S. regulators that its hotel guest database of around 500 million customers was stolen in a data breach, which was detected on or before September 10th, but may go back as far as 2014. Starwood said it obtained and decrypted the database on November 19th and determined the contents included names, addresses, phone numbers, date of birth, gender, email addresses, passport number, Starwood's rewards information, arrival and departure information, reservation dates, and communication preferences. Starwood is the largest hotel chain in the world with more than 11 brands, although the company said its Marriott hotels use a different reservation system and aren't believed to be affected. Marriott acquired Starwood in 2016. The European Central Bank launched a new system Friday to let banks process instant payments across Europe to compete with PayPal, Google, Facebook, Amazon, China's Alibaba, and Tencent, and other payment services. The Target Instant Payment Settlement, or TIPS, system will let people and companies transfer euros within seconds and independent of opening hours of their local bank. The new platform was developed by the Banca d'Italia with help from the central banks from Germany, France, and Spain, which is now also managing it. Netgear security camera company Arlo announced its first 4K wireless security camera, the Arlo Ultra, with HDR recording and a built-in spotlight that was previously sold separately with last year's Arlo 2 Pro model. You'll have to pay a subscription fee if you want to store security clips at maximum resolution in the cloud, but a micro SD card slot is available for local recording. The Arlo Ultra will cost $399.99 and ships in the first quarter of 2019 and will include a free one-year subscription to Arlo Smart Premiere, which will then cost $119 annually afterward. Instagram announced a new stories feature for iOS called Close Friends to share stories with a select group of people rather than all followers. Close Friends is a private list, so other users can't see it or request to be added to it. Now, if you're on someone else's close friends list, you'll know by seeing a green badge when you view those stories shared to the list. There's also a green ring around the user's profile in the stories tray. The Associated Press reports that more than 200 electric car manufacturers like Tesla, Volkswagen, BMW, Daimler, Ford, General Motors, Nissan, Mitsubishi, just to name a few, transmit position information and other data points to government-backed monitoring centers in China. The automakers say this is merely in compliance with local laws that apply only to alternative energy vehicles. Chinese officials say the data is being used to improve public safety, aid industrial and infrastructure planning, and to prevent fraud in subsidy programs. But critics say the information being collected is likely being used for mass surveillance and goes beyond what Chinese officials say is necessary information. And finally, pro boxer Floyd Mayweather and music producer DJ Khaled have settled with the SEC for what the commission determined was promoting initial coin offerings, or ICOs, without telling investors that the two were getting paid promotional fees to do so. Both settled the charges without admitting or denying the findings. Mayweather will pay $300,000 in disgorgement, a $300,000 penalty, and a $14,775 in interest. Khaled will pay $50,000 in disgorgement, a $100,000 penalty, and $2,725 in interest as well. Mayweather will not promote securities for 3 years, and Khaled, two. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and do it now. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next week.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.